The amyloid hypothesis holds that accumulation of amyloid, mostly protein, in the brain is important in causing Alzheimer's disease. Yet studies so far using a drug to remove it have proven disappointing. Current studies are focusing on treating people earlier and using more drug. Konstantin Liketsos, an Alzheimer's expert at Johns Hopkins, comments.
My view is ultimately it's going to come down to the recognition that Alzheimer's is not a single disease. So for some people, amyloid is going to be more important than for others. There are people who get amyloid in their brain because they inherit a tendency to overproduce. And for those people, I wouldn't be surprised if these amyloid-busting drugs will make a difference. In that case, I think it is true that they will make the most difference if given at a time that there aren't symptoms.
Liketsos says what is known is that amyloid alone is not the entire story. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.